理课堂听 class.com。
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Studio Classroom Online. I'm Vicki. It's great to have you with us today as we continue our look at our What Would You Do situation, East, West, or somewhere in between.
Hi, everybody. I'm Steve. Well, Scott is from the West. He's from Canada. And Mei Li is from the East. She's from Taiwan. And we're looking at a problem they're encountering. They have a challenge. Where in the world will they live?
Right. We found out in the situation that actually Scott is a little tired of learning Chinese and struggling with Chinese. He's tired of being a foreigner, and he wants to go back to Canada. But it looks like his new bride is not quite ready to do that. So we found out in option one that actually Scott decides, okay, I'll give it a little longer.
Okay, let's take a look at decision two now on page nine as we begin the reading.
East, West, or somewhere in between? Decision 2.
But I thought you'd like living in Asia.
I do, but it's hard for both of us that I'm not literate here. Aren't you tired of translating for me and giving me cultural tips all the time?
But you'd have to do that for me in Canada. I don't want to be a foreigner either.
Honey, I've lived in your culture for 3 years now. Aren't you willing to try living in mine for a while?
Well, when you put it that way... Okay, let's try it.
Thank you. You'll love it. I promise. And if you're really miserable, we can always talk about moving back here again, okay?
Okay.
Well, as we begin our discussion here in Decision 2, we find out, maybe to Mei Li's surprise, her husband doesn't really enjoy living in Asia.
Well, he probably did at the first time he moved there, or for the first few years he moved there. But after some time, after 3 years, things can wear you down, and he got tired. He's getting tired of learning the language, and he's getting tired of being the foreigner, of not fitting in.
But he does say, I do love living in Asia, but, and then he adds the but, it's hard for both of us that I'm not literate, okay, not literate here. And this word literate means that he could read or write in the language of that place, and he can't do that.
Another way to say that is that he's illiterate. He's illiterate. Just add an I and an L in front of the word literate, and it becomes illiterate, which means he's unable to read or write.
Right, he doesn't have the ability to read or write in Chinese, and that frustrates him, as we learned before. Well, he says, it's hard for both of us in this case because he can't read or write Chinese. Now, the reason he's saying it's hard for her is because she often has to translate for him, doesn't she?
She does. She has to translate, and she has to give him cultural tips, and that would mean how you behave in a new culture or a different culture. What is the appropriate way to behave? How do you speak? How do you dress? And these are things that Scott has to be reminded of over and over again by his wife.
That's right. She has to remind him of these things, and sometimes she has to translate for him. Now, we need to remember that translating, we usually think about is on paper, right? And if somebody speaks for you or translates into the language verbally, we usually say interpreting, but she's probably doing both of these things.
Okay. Mei Li says in line 5, but you'd have to do that for me in Canada. I don't want to be the foreigner either. So again, Mei Li is a little concerned that she will be a burden to Scott if they move to Canada.
Perhaps Scott hasn't really thought about this. He's only thinking about how horrible he feels at times. And he probably hasn't thought about the fact that this could be reversed, that May Lee would feel the same way.
I think it's funny. She says, I don't want to be a foreigner either. Being a foreigner is not something that's desired sometimes because, again, you're different and you stick out. And you don't belong, and that's kind of a lonely feeling sometimes.
True. Well, let's see what Scott says. He says, honey, I've lived in your culture for 3 years now. So I think he's kind of telling her, look, I put in my time, it's your turn.
Now he says, aren't you willing to try living in mine for a while? He's saying, as you said, Vicky, I've put in my time. I think it's time that you give a little now, and then we can move to Canada.
Okay, well, May Lee says, well, when you put it that way, and then, of course, you see those little dots there again, okay, let's try it. So she's saying, since you put it that way, or since you said it that way, or worded it that way, then I guess I should agree.
Okay, the little dots, I think, indicate maybe some hesitation. She's not really 100% behind this decision, but she'll agree for the sake of her husband. And then Scott says, thank you, you'll love it, I promise. And if you're really miserable, we can always talk about moving back here again, okay? So Scott is saying, listen, we'll just try it. And if we have a good time, that'll be great. If we're having trouble, we can talk about moving back to Taiwan.
Notice he uses the word miserable here. So it gives us the idea that maybe he's miserable right now and he knows that, well, that could happen. Usually when we think of someone that is miserable, we think about them being very, very unhappy. Not just a little bit, but extremely unhappy.
I also like what Scott says. He says, we can always talk about moving back if there's a problem. And that indicates that he's not stubborn. He's very flexible and he's open to moving back to Taiwan if there's trouble in Canada.
Well, notice how May Lee answers. She says okay with a smile. I think she's a little hesitant, but she's willing to do what her husband wants. Well, we had a chance to ask another couple what they thought of this decision. We asked our teacher Billy and his wife. Let's listen.
Well, we've lived here in Taipei for about 5 years now. We've lived here together. And I know that I've encountered some of the same situations that Scott talked about. Yinling has had to translate for me or explain different cultural issues. Because being from America, I might have a different understanding of right and wrong or what goes on in a culture than people in Asia. But I know if we moved back to America, Yinling would miss her family, and I know she wants to learn more English first, and there's a lot of questions.
Yeah, I really will miss my family, and I'm still learning English because English is not good enough.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But her English has improved a lot, and of course, I miss my family. So there are a lot of questions for us, just like there are a lot of questions for Scott. But I think we can work through those and figure out what's best. But our other question is, what's best for our baby daughter?
Yeah, Annabelle. Yeah, I hope Annabelle can learn more Chinese and culture and, you know, have more time to be with my family.
Right, of course,
yeah.
Yinling's family would miss Annabelle if we left,
yeah.
But my family misses Annabelle when we're here. And then we think, what is best for Annabelle? Mm-hmm. For her to grow up in Taipei or for her to grow up in America? So once again, we have a lot of questions, and this is not an easy question to answer.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we know the best thing for us to do is to follow God's lead, to do what God wants us to do.
Yeah, that's right.
Welcome to the chat room. Today we continue with the article, East, West, or Somewhere in Between.
There's something in the article I don't quite understand, Rachel.
What's that?
Well, May Lee said, when you put it that way, what did Scott put and where did he put it?
Be careful now, Ken. The word put has many different meanings. Usually to put means to place something in a specific location.
Right. I can put my pen on the table.
But that's not what May Lee meant when she said, when you put it that way. In that sentence, to put means to express or to state.
Can you give another example?
Sure. Let's say I'm at a loss for words, and I don't know how to express myself. I may say, how should I put it?
So when Maylee said, when you put it that way, she meant when Scott said it or expressed it that way?
That's right.
在英文往往越简单的字就越难。怎么说呢？因为越简单的字呢，它的定义以及用法就越多。Put 就是一个很好的例子。如果你翻开字典，你会发现 put 有十个不同的定义，而且有无数的片语。在这里呢 ，put 是表示叙述、说明、表达的意思。有时候我们觉得不知道如何表达一件事，感到词穷，我们就可以说 How should I put it？ 啊，我应该怎么说呢？或者 Let me put it another way， 啊，让我换一个方式来说。
Well put, Ken. It's time for a break, students. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
If we say two people are in the same boat, that means they both, A, have the same interests, B, are in the same difficult situation, C, enjoy fishing together.If we say two people are in the same boat, that means they both, B, are in the same difficult situation. Nobody likes to be in a difficult situation, but if you and someone else are in the same boat, at least you're not alone.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Studio Classroom Online. In our What Would You Do lesson, we have been given three options. Of course, the first one, we found out that Scott decided to stay in Taiwan and make his wife happy. In decision two, we found out that May Lee is willing to go move to Canada with her husband if that would make him happy.
Let's take a look now at decision three and see what Scott and May Lee decide. Join us now at the top of page 10 for the reading.
East, west, or somewhere in between? Decision 3.
Whether we live here or in Canada, one of us feels like an outsider. I guess that's one of the biggest challenges of having an intercultural marriage.
I know. Can we find a way to compromise? Maybe we could look for jobs someplace that's foreign to both of us.
That makes sense. Then you and I would be in the same boat.
That's right. So where would you like to live, my dear?
Maybe we can move someplace like Singapore, where Chinese and Westerners both fit in.
Good idea. Let's go online and see what jobs we can find.
Well, in decision three, we see that May Lee says something very interesting. She says, whether we live here or in Canada, one of us feels like an outsider. And that is not a good feeling because when you're an outsider or you feel like an outsider, you feel like you don't really belong or you're not a part of a group.
Well, that's what it means, Vicki. You're right. An outsider is someone who is not a member of a certain group, and they can be called a foreigner. And that's what May Lee would be if she were in Canada. And that's what Scott is right now in Taiwan.
Right. Scott's the foreigner in Taiwan, and he often feels like an outsider. Let's review that word right now in the following skit.
Hey! Basketball! Let's play!
Pass it to me!
Hi, guys. I see you like basketball. I like basketball, too.
Who are you?
Go away!
I'm new in the neighborhood. I just moved here. So, can I play basketball with you?
Of course not.
That's right. We have a basketball team, and you're not on it. You're an outsider.
But I don't want to be an outsider. I want to play basketball. Can I be on your team?
No, you can't be on our team. You don't belong.
Yeah, you're an outsider.
Why can't you include me?
Because you're an outsider.
Yeah, give me one reason why we should let you play basketball with us.
Yeah.
Well, this is my basketball.
That's your basketball? Well, that is a good reason.
Yeah, you want to play basketball with us?
Yeah, come on.
I'll think about it.
Okay, well, whether Mei Li and Scott live in Canada or they live in Hualien, somebody's going to feel like an outsider. And Mei Li says, I guess that's one of the biggest challenges of having an intercultural marriage.
Okay, I think that's true. An intercultural marriage is a marriage that has two or more cultures involved in the relationship. So we have the Western culture from Scott, and we have the Eastern culture from Mei Li coming together in the marriage, and that brings a lot of challenge.
Right, it presents a lot of challenges for them. Well, Scott says, I know. He understands that, and he says, can we find a way to compromise? Now, I think in many situations in life, we need to find a way to compromise because it's not always just that we come from different cultures, but we also have different backgrounds and we have different opinions about things. So sometimes in life, we need to compromise.
Well, compromise is a good word and it's a good thing to practice in a marriage, especially if you want that marriage to be a happy one. Now, a compromise is when two people or two parties, even two nations, they come together if they're in disagreement about something and they want to find a solution to something. And usually they're giving up a little bit of something that they want in order to reach that agreement.
That's right. Maybe they want to make sure that things go smoothly between them so they come to an agreement where they may have to give up a little something so that they can have peace. Well, that's what's going to happen here. He says, can we find a way to compromise? And I think that this is a good question to ask ourselves many times when we have a disagreement with another person. Well, he says, maybe we could look for jobs someplace that's foreign to both of us.
Okay, so instead of going to one hometown where Scott is in Canada or in Taiwan for Mei Li, maybe they can go to a foreign place that's foreign to both of them, but they won't be close to either of their families. That's the disadvantage, mm-hmm. But the advantage is they're both together in the same boat, so to speak.
Okay. Mei Li says that makes sense. Now, to her, that seems pretty reasonable, or it makes sense to her. Then you and I would be in the same boat. Now, you just use that expression, and we learned it a couple months ago, I believe. It's just the idea that we'll be in the same situation. We'll be facing the same problem.
Yeah, that's kind of a good thing. You can go through it together and grow together through these challenges that they will face. And Scott says, that's right. So where would you like to live, my dear?
We see that Scott often uses a Western way of speaking to his wife. He says, honey, or my dear. And she says, well, maybe we could move someplace like Singapore or where Chinese and Westerners both fit in. Okay, so she thinks it would be a good idea to find a place where they would both feel comfortable.
Okay, Singapore, I know, although I've never been there, they speak a lot of English there, and of course they speak a lot of Chinese.
Well, Scott says, good idea. Let's go online and see what jobs we can find. So if they go online or on the internet, they might be able to find some good jobs in a place like Singapore.
Okay, well, it's time now to visit Michael and Camille, another couple. They're friends of ours. We asked them about Decision 3 and what they thought about it. Let's take a listen.
This is a really interesting mm-hmm. decision, wasn't it? Yeah, I don't think we've ever considered this before.
Yeah, sounds very fair for both of us living in third country.
Yeah, I think, you know, if we're both in a foreign country, then at least we'd be struggling with the same problems and we could help each other and encourage each other. Mm-hmm. But, you know, sometimes now, because I'm living in Taipei, maybe sometimes you forget all the struggles that I have as a foreigner.
Yeah, I really never thought about living in a foreign country would be that difficult. Sometimes I just wonder, how come my husband don't know how to make a phone call to find a plumber or pay a bill for me? And I just don't understand. Why is that difficult?
Yeah, so I think going to a foreign country, then we would both we'll be able to understand mm-hmm. each other's problems a little bit yeah. better. Yeah. So, but the situation here, I'm not sure if that would really work for our family very well, this decision. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Well, I think right now probably it's not a best decision because life is already so stressful, and mm-hmm. especially we have two young children, and there's so many things need to take care of, like medical care and the school mm-hmm. and everything. So maybe when they grow up in the yeah. future.
So, yeah, so right now, at least mm-hmm. if we're in Taipei, then you know what to do, and mm-hmm. so it's a little bit easier for our family. And mm-hmm. if we were to move to America, then I would know what to do, and it would still be fairly easy, and yeah. I would have my friends and family there that could help.
Yeah.
But in a third country, wow, we would not know what to do at all.
Yeah, that's yeah. true.
Yeah. So, yeah. So maybe, yeah, like you said, when our children get older, then this might be something we could consider.
Yeah, then yeah. I can be the nurse, and you can be the journalist.
Yeah, there you go.
Work together.
嗨，大家好，我是 Michelle。首先我们看 literate 这个形容词，注意 R 后面的 A 是发短音的 it 的音，念成 literate。literate 在这里是指有读写能力的，例如 only a few people in this tribe are literate， 这个部落中只有少数人有读写能力。它的反义字是字首加上 il， 变成 illiterate， 意思是不识字的或者是文盲的。例如 ，He has spent his whole life educating the illiterate。他穷毕生之力教育文盲。继续我们看的是 outsider 这个名词。outsider 就字面上来看是指在外面的人，延伸出来就是指局外者或者是被排斥在外的人。例如 ，Although she's tried to fit in, people still treat her like an outsider。虽然她努力想融入，但是人们还是视她为外人。接下来看的是 compromise 这个动词。compromise 是指以妥协或让步或折中的方式来解决冲突。例如 ,He refused to compromise on quality in order to make a larger profit. 他拒绝为了赚更多的钱而在品质上有所妥协。compromise 也可以当名词，意思就是折中的方案。例如 ,an ideal compromise for both parties.对双方都理想的折中方案。And don't forget, come back tomorrow for more language tips. Let's review the keywords in the word bank.
Literate. Kelly's teenage son needs extra reading and writing classes because he isn't literate. Miserable.Glenn is really miserable at his job. He wants to quit. Outsider. Mel just started a new job last week, so he still feels like an outsider in the company. Intercultural. I've learned a lot about intercultural communication from my job. We have employees from 7 different countries.Compromise. Phil wanted to leave home at 7:15, but his wife, Liz, wanted to leave at 7:45, so they compromised and left at 7:30.
East? West?Or somewhere in between. Decision 2.
But I thought you'd like living in Asia.
I do, but it's hard for both of us that I'm not literate here. Aren't you tired of translating for me and giving me cultural tips all the time?
But you'd have to do that for me in Canada. I don't want to be a foreigner either.
Honey, I've lived in your culture for 3 years now.Aren't you willing to try living in mine for a while?
Well, when you put it that way... Okay, let's try it.
Thank you! You'll love it! I promise! And if you're really miserable, we can always talk about moving back here again, okay?
Okay.
Decision 3.
Whether we live here or in Canada, one of us feels like an outsider. I guess that's one of the biggest challenges of having an intercultural marriage.
I know. Can we find a way to compromise? Maybe we could look for jobs someplace that's foreign to both of us.
That makes sense. Then you and I would be in the same boat.
That's right. So where would you like to live, my dear?
Maybe we can move someplace like Singapore, where Chinese and Westerners both fit in.
Good idea. Let's go online and see what jobs we can find.
Well, we just heard from Michael and Camille, and before that, we heard from some other couples whom we work with, and we enjoy seeing them. We see two cultures coming together, and sure, there's a lot of happiness and joy, but again, there are some challenges in those relationships.
That is definitely true, and sometimes they have to come to a compromise, but they're working very hard at it and finding great joy. Well, students, we hope you enjoyed this lesson. We'll be back with a new one for you next time. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye, friends.